Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks, welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We are glad to be back with y'all today, and we got a great show spooled up for y'all today. As always, the journalisming does not stop. Journalisming turns out, Douglas, journalisming is a full-time job. I'm here as usual with Professor Barlow. The journalisming is continuing, sir.
Yeah.
It does not quit.
It's at least a part-time job. You know, we recently had this crazy story about a guy whizzing on groceries over in Orlando, and and you know, we go off these tidbits we see printed on the internet, and maybe it's right, maybe it's not, but it's just satire here. But you know, we kind of speculated that this meant there are these group of guys out there that have this fetish to whiz on things in public and get away with it.
Well, my dog does that. So it's a mammal, you know, mammals. Right. Mammals got to mark their territory.
Right, so we called him the number one bandit, and I had my Spanish grammar corrected. It's El Bandito Numero Uno, you know.
Oh, that's the order.
Right,
of
and remember what got him caught is one woman happened to see it. Okay, so we want to raise public awareness about this dastardly activity out there. So we came up with a little song that would kind of remind you of it and keep it on your conscience and on your mind so you might be aware of this activity going on. And we're going to do that for you now. So now,
right.
You know, we're into diversity on the Palm
culture.
And Pine.
Bring some culture into the show, cultural
the podcast,
diversity.
So we've had the country song.
Yeah.
We've had the blues song. So now I thought, Steve, we'd do kind of a Latin theme thing.
Hey, we got everything in Florida. We got a lot of Latin, a lot of Latin.
And
we
like
love
everything,
it.
It's one take, so you have not heard it before. And I have printed out the chorus for you right there.
And I don't have and let the viewers and listeners know I have zero musical ability in me.
It shouldn't matter. We keep it easy here. Keep it simple. Kiss. And rather than your normal chicken feeding can, we got maracas.
I get an actual instrument today.
Absolutely. To go with the Latin
all
thing.
Right.
So there
Man.
You go.
Well, the pressure's on.
And let's let's take it. We want to be in the Latin spirit. So I got us sombreros to wear.
Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah.
I got us sombreros to wear for this song.
Yeah, this is it.
Okay,
now.
And this song is called the
is this what they call cultural appropriation? Appropriation?
No, we're from Florida. We're allowed to be a little Hispanic.
Okay, so. That's right. We are. Because we are Floridians.
So this is called El Bandito Numero Uno, and it will tell you all about the story of these guys that are whizzing on things. So give me a beat here. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So it starts with a chorus, there's a chorus in the middle and a chorus at the end. Here we go.
Ay, 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 ay,
El Bandito Numero Uno.
A church, a store, or a public mall.
In
any of these, he makes acid rainfall. Ay, 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 ay,
El Bandito Numero Uno.
He loves the hotels and long empty halls for making his mark on the wall.
He once had the urge up in town, but the services all were closed down. He said, that does not bother me, because everywhere I can pee.
Oh yeah.
In a box store where no one could see, he once had a great urge to pee. He spied a big case of Spam by the wall. Now no one can eat it at all.
Arriba,
no,
arriba!
Ay, 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 ay,
El Bandito Numero Uno.
A church, a store, a public mall. In any of these, he makes acid rainfall.
Ay, 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 ay,
El Bandito. Juanito numero uno. He loves the hotels with long empty halls for making his mark on the wall.
Ay, 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 ay.
Cubre las tazas con agua. In a cantina just down the street, the people for lunch they do meet at a table with cushion and chair. He leaves a surprise liquid there. The amigos, they ask of him, please, why must you constantly pee? He says it's not really that hard when you have los prostate mo grande enlarged. Ay, 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 ay. El bandito numero uno. Yes, a church, a store, or a public mall. In any of these, we make acid rainfall. Ay, 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 ay. El bandito numero uno. He loves the hotels with long empty halls for making his mark on the wall.
Donde están las damas de la noche? No arenas en la seca eléctrica.
He loves the hotels with long empty halls for making his mark on the wall.
Oh, outstanding,
boy.
There you have it. El Bandito numero uno.
I think that's going to be our biggest hit single yet.
You can keep them to practice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll work with these over and over. I might wear this when I'm mowing, too, I'll tell you. Woo! Yeah, I tell you what, that might be our biggest hit single yet. You know, get that Latin. It's kind of got that Miami beat, you know, kind of that Miami beat.
Yeah,
that, I felt like Ybor City.
Right, there you go. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Good deal.
Woo! So, I have a little news story to share related to something else that we've covered earlier.
Well, do you want to roll right into the news segment?
Yeah, let's go right into that.
We're going to go right into that Palm and Pine news segment right now.
Breaking news right now.
Join us now for more on all of this. What has Press Secretary Kaylee
All right, here we go. What we got, Douglas?
I got a story directly connected to something we covered earlier. You might remember, it's been maybe a month ago, we covered the case of this Pennsylvania man caught by TSA with a turtle in his britches.
Yep.
And you said that's Florida man caliber stuff.
He was right there. That's right.
Well,
right.
Wouldn't you know that it's come full circle back to Florida. And Florida woman has outdone it now.
No.
I'll just read the headline. A woman attempts to smuggle turtles through Miami International Airport in her bra.
Oh, man, she had that push-up bra. Wow.
And this happened earlier in TSA. This happened after the event in Newark, New Jersey.
Right.
They were very surprised, and they mentioned in the article earlier in the year they had the same kind of thing that we'd covered in Newark, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
But she had two in the bra, so I guess that TSA agent, he saw some extra jiggling going on. Them two turtles commenced to fighting. And there was some extra jiggling going on there.
Oh, testu donata, el tortito, or el tortus, el tortoise. Whoa. There was one side be like bigger than the other. I kind of look for symmetry in all things, but it ain't always there. Sometimes it's asymmetrical.
Yeah, and the movement.
Now,
so a TSA agent keenly noticed these and removed them. And sadly, Steve, I have to sadly report that one of the turtles expired.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. They got down in there and suffocated up under that thing.
again, I think it was that red ear slider turtle. If it had been that snapping turtle and latched on to a particular spot in there, well, I'm not going to say.
He may have died happy up under there, suffocating under that big bosom. Yeah,
it depends upon the bra in question and the person wearing the bra. And, you know, TSA, they're very frustrated, and they put out a social media post. Hey, folks, stop hiding animals in weird places on your body. You know, you can check these things in. So Florida woman, Miami airport, you have to check in with the airline to see what is allowed on flights and what you can check in, but stop turtles and such on your body.
Okay, so they made a public announcement
on this. They have made a public announcement now because they've had two occurrences of this now.
All right,
with turtles.
Keep your cooter slider at home. Don't be flying with him, you know. What about an emotional support cooter?
That's probably what these were. You know, yeah, they have them little hound dogs for emotional support.
Emotional support. Yeah.
So that's probably what they were. But I don't think, you know, you were meant to kill one of them. So.
Gosh, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. Now, how many total she had?
She had two. One for each boob.
So there was some symmetry there. Okay.
Yeah, one
of them was dead.
Yeah, well, eventually, one of them had expired.
So they caught her after? It's like she'd already been on the plane?
No, I think going through that inspection, you know, they started to jiggle.
That's where they get you.
You know, them two turtles look like two turtles fighting.
Well, they give you that pat down. Once they give you that pat down, too, you know. Oh, man.
Or they saw that x-ray. Boy, ma'am, them some strange implants you got there.
Yeah. You know, maybe that's how she, you know, augments. Is that what you call it? The augmentation, right? Right.
Yeah, maybe she has a whole box of them at
enhancement.
House, you know, and every now and then you lose one, you know.
Well, you know, old boy, Pennsylvania boy, he had it down there. It might have been like for enhancement too. Think about that, because he had that bulge down there with that slider, with that cooter slider.
That's why them stewardesses were treating him so nice.
Yeah.
Sir, may I help you?
May I give you a pat down? Well, you see, you attract attention.
When
you step on there with that enlarged genitalia. So there you go. Try to keep a low profile.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Hey, I'll interrupt you there. What do you think? We did the El Bandito Numero Uno song today.
Yes, that's correct. Damp grammar.
Well, I just wanted to tell you this is great because I got an update on our buddy there, the Numero. So two things that I have learned since we broke that story on the Palm and Pine podcast. You know, one thing is he does live in villages.
Right. So we maybe got the county wrong, but I read that from the story on the internet.
Yes.
So,
yeah. Some of these other journalismers are not keeping the journalism integrity that you're going to find here on the Palm and Pine.
That's right.
So we have...
Let me translate that. We're pure satire, so we can do what the heck we want.
We can say whatever the hell we want. Right. And so what we be saying right now is the professional journalist messed up.
So he was maybe closer to Lake County, somewhere in there.
Yeah, well, you know, our friends over there at the villages, they cover three counties.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay? Can you imagine that? We bulldozed all those woods so they could put them golf cart trails in. We're talking Lake. I think it's Lake, Marion, and maybe, Sumpter?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, three counties over there that they cover.
So he went to the judge, and typical judge these days got a slap on the wrist.
That's the other part of the update. Yeah, you already understand what's going to happen. Yeah, he went in there, and he just played the village's game, and the judge is probably like, compared to everything else going on in the villages, this... this isn't that bad.
Being on groceries, yeah. That's a minor thing yeah. these days.
Right, right. He didn't have a black loofah hanging, you know,
from
his golf
cart. He's only got so much jail space, probably.
Mm-hmm. Only so much he can do with those villagers. So, yeah, they, in light of him being a villager, they said, actually, this isn't that bad. So, yeah, let him off.
Okay, all right.
So,
okay.
I don't know who's going to pay. I think all of us pay.
I do, I think.
For the $15,000 right, worth
and
of food.
That's added to the price of the food. That's why yeah. you can't get a can of Spam for less than $5.
There you
now.
Go. There you go, right, people. Right, there yeah, you go. Yeah, yeah, so, yeah, okay. You know, I don't know. I don't know what we got to do about this, but yeah, people mm-hmm. peeing on the groceries.
Yeah, yeah. So there's others out there. Keep your head on a swivel and you'll see yep. them. And, yep. Or you yep. won't see them. But if you see them, I'll take that picture and you can report them.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, and only other thing I have, Douglas, is Buck Bay Bandit still at large.
Still at large, okay.
Anybody out there got any information? We'd like to hear it. We like to, you know, we talk about this Buck Bay Bandit that hits close to home.
Yes.
We're locked and loaded here at the Palm and Pine Podcast, hoping for a visit. But so far, it's just been Douglas and I out here in these woods.
Uh-huh, yeah, right. Well, they're looking for a low-hanging fruit, so your car left unlocked.
Yeah,
things
that's
like
it.
That in your driveway.
That's
right,
it.
Right,
yeah. And you got any other news?
That's all I have.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. Let's close out. What I thought we would do, Douglas, I gave you that sheet of paper. That's a few episodes back.
Okay, and I have it right here.
Yeah, all right. So that has your words on it.
Oh, okay.
Remember, it was just a list of words.
Right. Uh-huh.
And so that's your keys to your Bitcoin wallet.
Okay.
And so we're going to practice exchanging this stuff today.
Okay.
And so, yeah, you can just go in there and put these words in and those 12
okay.
words.
Oh, that's a lot of, that's a lot to enter on a little cell phone.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. Get your glasses.
And we might now, pretend I did this.
There's no uppercase or nothing like
okay.
that.
Okay. So it says add now.
Add wallet. Yep,
okay,
add wallet.
Add
so Doug's using Blue Wallet. Okay. So he downloaded an app called okay. Blue Wallet. You can find this on the App Store.
Okay, and just hit create, Bitcoin create.
Let me take a look there what we got here. Import wallet. Because we already have a wallet. So
okay, we're going to import a wallet.
Yep.
Please enter your seed words. Okay,
yeah.
This could take a while. So,
yeah, so yeah. it goes right through. And
so we might cut some of this
out
and get
some
back
of this,
with
but,
you. And,
he's going to enter the 12
So do
words.
I need to enter after each word? Okay. Now have them all in. I hit import.
Yeah.
So it's doing some stuff. Discovery. All it's right. going along.
Okay. Got 12 words
Got
entered.
12 words in.
It's reaching out
it's
to
thinking.
Outer space.
It's thinking, yes. Uh-huh.
There we go.
Doing its thing.
Import wallet. The great thing about Bitcoin, you were mm-hmm. called, Doug, this was probably a month mm-hmm. ago, mm-hmm. I put a little Bitcoin in there for you.
Mm-hmm. Very little.
Well, that's where I'm going. To pay you for some eggs,
yes,
right?
Yes,
that
right.
you had given me.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I put a little bit in there a month or two ago. Let's say it was $10.
It's grown.
Yeah. What do you think it would be now in fiat? That's what we're going to find out.
Right. Okay, so let's see here what it says now.
Yeah.
It says choose a discovered wallet.
Okay, yeah, let's see. Okay. Your wallet has been successfully imported, so just click OK.
Okay.
There you go. All right, how much has it got in there? Let's see. All right, now we may have to do some math here. Okay, so you have 0.0002 Bitcoin.
Two ten-thousandths of a Bitcoin.
right. So, but guess what?
Which is saying something these days, right?
That's about 20.
That's about 120 grand of Bitcoin.
Yeah, right. There you go. That's about $20.
Oh, outstanding.
So $20.
Oh, wow. I really appreciate that.
So
wow,
$20 wow. on an egg delivery
okay.
is
wow.
pretty good deal.
Well, that's about
right
what
there.
They're worth these days. So.
That's true. I got a deal because yours are free range organic
right,
eggs.
Right.
So there you go. You're going to get prime
great,
pay for
great,
that.
Great.
But, you know, the great thing about this, we can do this interchange of currency mm-hmm. Between you and I. We then have a great store of value because
mm-hmm.
what a lot of folks don't understand, and I don't want to get too deep into this right now, but money is supposed to be a store of value.
Right.
And
right.
so you used your energy,
mm-hmm.
right, to take care of the chickens, to feed the chickens, all that. And so that energy is then stored in that currency.
And it's supposed to be conserved.
It's supposed to stay the same, like a very good battery.
But we, unfortunately,
with fiat currency, with the dollar, have been compromised.
And other people can print and debase it. People that don't want to do a day's real work.
Not the person taking care of the chickens. No, not that person.
Well, people are waking up to this fact, and there's going to be a change.
We are on the verge of a revolution, and I'm hoping it's a peaceful revolution. What I'm hoping for, and part of that peaceful revolution are tools like this, like Bitcoin, where not only do we conserve that energy and preserve it, preserve might be a better word, but it's actually growing when compared to fiat.
So, today,
right at this moment, one Bitcoin is worth $114,000.
Oh my goodness. Seemed like it was just the other day, it was 30 grand.
Yeah. It's not because Bitcoin's gotten bigger.
It's because the
fiat's getting more and more blown out.
And that will continue.
And they're stealing from us. They're stealing from poor people.
People that do real work.
Finance everything. So we're going to start exchanging this Bitcoin, Douglas, when you bring them eggs.
Anyway, that's going to be going.
So, all right. Well,
that's all I have.
That's all. That's it, folks.
That was a lot.
El bendito numero uno. We got that there for you. That's going to be our newest hit single. Be watching when you're in there in the Costco and the Sam's, looking down them halls and check your items for any acid rain on them. All that stuff. And look into that Bitcoin. I think you'd be surprised what you might be able to do with that. So we'll catch y'all next time, and keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.